Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, for many people, the word budget feels like a punishment, and talking about money sparks more panic than peace. But our next guest says it doesn't have to be that way. Hayley Parry, co-founder of the financial education company Worth, believes in starting with practical confidence-building steps, from a quick financial spring clean to creating something which is called a freedom fund. I like the way that sounds, that gives you real choices in life and work. And I want to tonight put her ideas to the test and find out if they stand up to the tough realities facing so many South Africans right now. So Hayley, welcome to you, and thanks for talking to me tonight. You make the point that budgeting doesn't have to feel restrictive. I understand what you're saying, but how do you make it actually feel different in practice?
Thanks for having me, Jeremy. And yes, that's the challenge, right? Because we all know that budget is most people's least favorite B word. And I think what it comes down to is that you have to have a change in perspective. And that actually comes right back to understanding what the point is with our money that we are all working so hard to earn every month, right? And so when you look at it through a different lens, and that lens is a profit one. So have I made a profit this month when it comes to my personal finances? Because it's a, you know, that's a concept that we all are quite familiar with in terms of the companies we work for, or the companies we buy products and services from. We know that they need to make a profit, but very few of us look at our own personal finances and think, hey, have I made a profit? And when you do that, something shifts, because now you have a goal and you have a focus. And you also have a completely different perspective where this is about how much am I going to pay myself this month for the work that I've done, rather than how much am I restricting myself from spending, you know, as you were saying, like in terms of that restricted mindset. So for me, I think that's a really big piece. When you look at it through that lens and you say, right, how am I going to prioritize keeping a bigger chunk of this money for me and my future self, then everything shifts.
I understand what you're saying, but so many South Africans, Hayley, at the moment are drowning in panic. And it's difficult, surely, to actually take the first step to change that perspective, as you're suggesting we should do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not saying that it's not tough for South Africans right now. It is. That is, we know that for sure. But what we have to do is we have to focus on the things we can control, right? So we can't control interest rates and the increase in the petrol price and those kind of things. But what we can do is manage the money that we do have better. And so you actually alluded to what I feel like is a really strong example of what we need to do here, and that is just to start. Start doing this, taking the next best action, because when we do that, we start to build financial muscle. We start to learn how we need to go about doing something. And then as we start doing it, even if it's only small amounts of money that you putting in your little profit bank account or savings pocket, then what we're doing is we're starting to build confidence. And what that often does is it actually inspires you to be more creative, to figure out how can I put more money into this little profit pile that I've started to put aside. And that's when you start to see really you know, bigger changes start to come in and take place. But the first thing is you actually have to start doing it, and doing it the way that you mean to continue into the future.
And I guess it's like compound interest, is that at some point you'll be very pleased with the result.
Absolutely. You know, and there are always ways that we can, you know, bat a little smarter rather than harder. You know, whether it's taking the money that you currently spending on Seattle coffee on the way to work and diverting that into your pay yourself first pocket, savings pocket, you know, that's a good way to start, because it's a small amount of money that you might not notice at the time. But when you look back after a month or three, suddenly you start to see that this is now giving you a different perspective. It's starting to build up options for you. And that's where I find it really powerful.
And does this all lead into something called the Freedom Fund?
So the Freedom Fund is just, it's part of me giving some of the personal finance elements that we don't love a bit of a makeover, if you will. So everyone knows that we should be building an emergency fund, right? Because it's not, you know, if something is going to come and kind of knock us off our happy little course, but when, And so when you have an emergency fund, what you have is a buffer between yourself and your bank account and whatever life's going to throw at you. And the more money you have sitting in that emergency fund, the more options and choices you give yourself when things go awry. And those options and choices ultimately give you the freedom to make different decisions if you have a financial cushion to do so. And that for me is where this idea of a freedom fund comes into play. And even just positioning like that, it kind of feels less restrictive, like you said, in terms of when you're looking at moving money into that account. Mm. If you understand that in future that this is going to help you perhaps leave, you know, a toxic working environment or a toxic relationship, or in fact, just buy you time, you know, if you get retrenched and you don't have to take the first thing that gets offered to you and you've actually got time to go and look for something that you've been wanting to do for a while, suddenly it takes on a different feeling. And so that's what the Freedom Fund is about.
Hayley, let me ask you a question about strategy, if I can. If someone's in debt, there is the argument that every cent should go into paying it down before starting to save. Or do you think saving while in debt actually also makes sense?
Yeah, so this is a question that we get a lot, Jeremy, and it's for good reason, because you can make a case for either side, you know, as you say. However, what we found in practice, what works best is to make sure that you do have some money set aside in an emergency fund before you start aggressively paying down your debt. And the reason for that is the following. If you start putting all your money towards paying off your debt, and then you have perhaps a small transport emergency or a health emergency, or, you know, your kid needs to have a new outfit for the school play yesterday and you weren't banking on, you know, paying for 5,000 sequins, whatever it is that's sort of coming at you from a financial sense. If you don't have any money to pay for that at that point in time, you're going to have to go into debt and take out a loan or borrow from friends and family to get through that emergency. And when that happens, there's a kind of a psychological knock-on that happens where you go, I've just worked so hard to pay down X, Y, and Z debt, and now I'm just going back into debt. And what tends to happen is that at that point, people throw up their hands and go, well, there's no point in even trying. I don't know why I even bothered. And so we want to stop that from happening. And the way you protect that is by making sure you do have some money set aside in an emergency fund or in a freedom fund, because that protects your ongoing ability to pay down your debt. And what we're after here is long-term success. And, you know, whether it makes sense from a mathematical perspective around interest rates, for example, we find that that matters less than the psychological strength that you get knowing that you are protected from getting yourself into further debt by having your emergency fund in place. And then you can then go full throttle at paying down your debt thereafter.
Hayley Parry, thank you very much indeed. Co-founder of the financial education company Worth, I appreciate your time tonight.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.